In rural Canada, access to language instruction is a challenge for many newcomers, and so is providing it. To make it easier to participate in LINC, Carlton Trail College in South Central Saskatchewan has piloted a delivery model where face-to-face study in a classroom is combined with online studies at home or in the workplace. The result for immigrants is a more flexible delivery option. Nicola Finson led the piloting of the delivery model. In this 10-minute podcast, she describes the challenges newcomers and the college faced and the impact of the pilot program on learners, their course attendance and participation, and their workplaces. Nicola, could you tell us a bit about the vision you've been developing for ESL in rural Saskatchewan?
Sure. So some of the challenges we've had in running ESL programs in the past, or some of the barriers that our ESL students have faced, have been childcare, transportation, cold winters, and work shift. Predominantly, the workforce in the areas, the mining industry, manufacturing industry, and agriculture. And most of our students work in the manufacturing industry, which means shift work. And also, many of our students hold down more than one job. Some have two, some have three part-time or casual positions. So it's very difficult for them to commit to any type of schedule. So out of understanding these barriers and wanting to make language training more available to a greater number of newcomers in need, we, Carlton Trail, have developed a vision of doing a blended learning approach where we're offering face-to-face language training along with computer-assisted language training. Blended learning can be done in many, many ways. We see a great benefit in the face-to-face community, the camaraderie and the support that comes with a classroom. So we didn't want to take away from that, but we did want to have flexibility. So we made it a 50-50 program where they're 50% in class and 50% learning on their own through a facilitation with their instructor.
So you started last fall, I gather, by doing a pilot project. Can you tell us a bit about the pilot project, what you intended it to accomplish, and what the outcomes were?
Sure. So what happened is we had started our year off as we normally had. We had 8 programs up and running, and they were 6 hours a week, 6 hours face-to-face. And so that was usually broken up into two 3-hour classes. And I had come to know about a few pockets of newcomers in the area, and they weren't accessing language training. And when I went out to find out why, it was because they couldn't make it to class for usually it was workplace or work schedule, and some instances it was transportation. So they couldn't make it to where we were hosting the class. So I had gone to the community and spoke with the employer, the major employer in that community, to find out what they felt the need was of their immigrant employees, and to find out how we as a ESL training provider could assist them in helping their employees meet their language goals. So together, the employer and myself worked out a plan. We discussed all the barriers. We discussed what we need, what we were mandated to offer, and the rules we needed to follow, and how we could align our program to benefit everybody. And through that, we had come up with the vision of blended learning. So once I had one employer in place and they were excited about the project, then I went out to a few other employers who I knew had the same situation, employees that worked shift work that couldn't attend classes, but at the same time, their employer needed them to learn, have better English language skills, not only for in the workplace, but also for retention purposes and for integration into the community. So I approached those employers as well to find out if they would be interested in a blended learning project, and if they felt it would be a benefit to their employees as well as to their organization, and they all agreed. And so we moved forth with 3 blended learning sites with 3 employers supporting the project. It started in September, and it was a 16-week pilot project, so it ran until just before Christmas, and the success was phenomenal. The attendance rates were phenomenal. The retention was fantastic. The employers were happy. So we requested an extension from CIC, and we were granted that extension as well. We were able to pick up another location.
What has the impact been on learners, do you think?
Well, I would say the impact is just the greatest impact, I think, is the access. Access equals the knowledge, right, or the ability to learn. I feel that the program now, it's done now, but it did run for roughly 7 months. We had the students that started in September. Almost all of them went right until the end of May. The employers report greater communication at work, more mingling among newcomers and natural Canadians. They are more involved in staff conversations or meetings. So when I look at that from the employer perspective and the employer's feedback and the difference it's made in the workplace, my assumption is that they are also, you know, that same confident employee is now going out into the community with a greater confidence as well, and probably more interactive in the school system if they have children, or maybe volunteering to teach ball, or, you know, there's so many aspects to life in rural Saskatchewan, and their confidence will be applied to all areas.
Has it been easier for students to stay in the program? Has there been an impact on retention?
Yeah, absolutely. The attendance and retention was higher in our blended learning projects than in our, what I refer to as our traditional classroom, so where they were attending 6 hours in class. So in the time of a blended learning project, we started in September and ran until the end of December, the blended learning attendance rate on a whole, on a collective, was 89.6% compared to 77.2% in the traditional classroom. When it comes to retention, we lost 4 learners in the blended learning program compared to 29 learners in the traditional classroom. So the numbers to me support blended learning and support the need for more flexibility in language delivery.
So what now? What's the future of blended learning and these flexible delivery options at Carlton Trail Regional College?
Well, we would like to see more blended learning sites. We have 11 programs running. 4 of them are blended learning. Some of the remainder may become more blended learning, or we might just do more of computer-assisted language learning, so where they're still coming to class 6 hours a week, but we're integrating computers and technology into the classroom. By bringing the computer technology in, we're helping them increase their workplace skills by teaching them those computer skills, making that comfort there. And as well, then they still have the opportunity to go home later and continue to work on their Learn IT to Teach program. So there's 2 facets it might take.
I'm glad you mentioned Learn IT to Teach. That was my next question. What role has the blended learning courseware and the teacher training played in your plans?
Well, I felt really lucky I stumbled upon Learn IT to Teach in my need to find a program that I could use that we could monitor our students. Originally, we were just kind of finding work as best we could and assigning what we could and, you know, expecting them to go home and work on it, but really we weren't able to monitor a lot of it. So once I came upon a Learn IT to Teach, and now that we're using it in our program, the biggest thing for me from a program perspective is our ability to monitor the learners, to see the time that they're spending, to have that assessment piece, to see how they're understanding. You really get to weed out those ones that really want to learn, they want to do more, and the ones that maybe need more support. So I and our instructors find it to be a great tool for anybody who needs more of a flexible approach.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Nicola, and best of luck with flexible delivery. Sounds like it's really having some good impact.
Yeah, it sure is. We're really excited about it. I'm excited about the future of it in Saskatchewan. I think it'll make a big difference for a lot of newcomers that come into the area. And, of course, the biggest challenge is the funder buy-in, right? But so far, we've been really lucky with our CIC agent and our officer, and they've been really good, and I think they're starting to see the benefit of it. So I think there certainly is a great opportunity in this area.
Terrific. Well, thanks again.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
Bye.
This podcast comes to you from the Learn IT to Teach project. The project is funded by the Government of Canada through Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Thank you for listening.